It's still fluttering fairly quickly. It wouldn't be Steelstown for anyone that knows us if we didn't cut it fine towards the end. But look, for us, it's about the result. First time at this level, intermediate Ulster. It's a difficult one, and guys were nervous, and it showed. But we got over the line.
I was speaking to Ben McCarron. I suppose he did indicate coming in that they had some nerves, but looking on, it looked like your guys settled quicker than Clonilly.
We did, and look, we start games fairly well. We're traditionally good at that. But as the game wears on, we do, the nerves creep in as it gets the crunch time. But look, we're a very young squad. Very, had a lot of maturity to come in off the bench as we used, and that sort of steadies the ship. But look, you don't play Clonilly in Letterkenny and get away easy. Like, they played Division 1 football all year, and they won their championship after a tough day in the drawn game. So you don't come in here and get away easy. So for us, we knew it was going to be a battle. Was it tighter than it should have been? Probably. If we'd been a bit more efficient up front, we'd have been a bit further away. But look, the result's the main thing, and that's all that matters to us.
I suppose you got the first couple of scores from the get-go, it has to be said. Looking at that performance from the inside forward line, the movement was very impressive. I suppose from deep as well, Neil Forrester continuing what he normally does. We've seen him in a lot of games throughout his career, but just being a menace and causing, you know, opportunities to come, and they did come, and I suppose your guys took those.
Yeah, look, I think for the first half, bar 4 minutes, we bossed the entire game, but then the 4 minutes, Clonilly showed how good they are and banged in 1-2 and got themselves ahead in the game. And that's what can happen at this level. You know, I spoke to somebody yesterday, and at this level, at intermediate level especially in Ulster, they're always tight, they're always niggly. Sometimes you can have a few mismatches in senior, sometimes you can have a few mismatches in junior, but this one's always tight, it's always competitive. We're lucky with the likes of Neil Forrester, with the likes of Ryan Devine in there, and we've a great forward unit that we're very happy with. We just want them to be a bit more efficient up front, so it's not hurting them out enough at the end.
But the movement from deep as well, I suppose your half forward line and half back line, I should say, getting up and continuing those runs, long busting runs in November, it's not easy done.
Absolutely. And you know, I'll throw Dermot Baker into the mix there, number 4. You would have noticed he came through in the first half coming from deep, and in the second half he absolutely drove forward. It just shows the calibre of player that's available to us, and we're very thankful and lucky to have them. But for us, that's the way we play the game. We want to move the ball, we want to be entertaining, maybe not as entertaining and tight as the end as people have seen there, but for us, we want to play football. We're not here to stop all our teams, we're here to play football and see what we can do. And
yeah, there was no blanket defences or anything.
No. And Clonilly showed what they could do. They had guys coming from deep as well. A couple of guys that caused us real problems. Their half back line was excellent, driving forward, and their experience showed. Like, they're a team that's been about at the top level, at intermediate grade and in Division 1 football for a while. So, as I say, you don't beat that easy, and we're very happy to come out the right side of it.
One man that caught the eye of Martin McHugh and co-commentary today was Donoghue Gilmore. Just the movement and suppose the dirty ball that he got on was quite impressive.
Look, he's that type of character. Donoghue in the calendar year has an Ulster minor title and an All-Ireland minor title, a first intermediate with the club, and now he's coming out and putting in man-of-the-match performances in the Ulster club. He's that type of character, it won't faze him. If you chat to him, he's as unassuming as anything. He just wants to go out and play ball, and we're very thankful to have him. He'll do the same the next day. He'll not be fazed by anybody. He just knows what he's capable of. He sticks to that, and he does it well.
What does it mean, suppose, Brian Oakes, an up-and-coming club in Derry? Suppose we see Slough-Neil and Waddy Grahams, and suppose Brian Oakes now in the intermediate level. What does it mean for a club from the city, you could say, moving up into the ranks?
Well, look, for us, it's about going as far in this competition as we possibly can to expose ourselves to a provincial level and say, look, this is what city clubs are capable of. It's not just us in the city that are doing well. You know, Sean Dolan's playing in the junior final this year and building some good underage teams. But there's other teams there that are doing just as well as we are. It's good for our sport that this exposure is happening. It's good for kids in the city to see that this is people are capable of doing this within the city. And we're happy to be the bearers for that for the time being.
Just, you spoke about your bench earlier there, was something that Ben has also referenced to. One man that came on and scored the score of the day was Mickey Morgan. He was good. He must have been 50 yards out in the far right hand side, but I suppose it was your second change as well who scored. So two guys coming off the bench and getting the scores for you, impressive.
Yeah, Mickey McKinney was actually the man, the 21 that came on. Mickey has been about the block for a while. He represented his county very well in All-Ireland Minor Final, and as a cornerback, actually. But he's a guy that adds something to us that we're missing. He's very calm and composed on the ball, and he can take a score from distance. The day that it was today, with the conditions that we were, that's what was needed. He came in and did exactly what we were asking him to do.